Well, you know that I had a dream years and years ago that Sheikh Muzaffar had left the E equals MC squared on the top of a mountain for Noor to go and bring down from the mountain. Sort of interesting.
That's interesting.
Yeah. You know. But I feel it was La ilaha illallah. I mean, but of course, when we say La ilaha illallah, we don't know what it means necessarily. I mean, we keep discovering deeper levels of it. So at first it's like a word and we have a concept, and then it becomes deeper and deeper, the level of unity. You know, during prayers, I was feeling a certain heaviness of spirit. I don't know, I seem to feel it outside. Sometimes it's difficult to know whether it's just personal or whether it's universal. But then came to me, you know, the Quranic verses that where Allah tells us to have no fear of anything else, and only fear Allah, only be in awe, really, of Allah. So immediately I turned my heart and I could feel the difference of, because really we give, we rely unconsciously on others, on other situations, on so many other things. And yet the salvation is really just to rely on Allah. And so as soon as I did that, I could feel that difference just inwardly turning. So now, maybe just for a moment, that anything could be happening in the world. But inwardly, where there's a universe and where it's its own world, our own world, we turn to Allah. And trust in Allah, rely in Allah, and then comes about this peace. At least, if it's not peace, at least it's a certain kind of security, because we might be struggling with something in ourselves, but somehow bringing it to Allah instead of turning to the world gives us that security, because we turn to our bond. When we ignore the bond, we diminish ourselves and we weaken ourselves. When we turn to the bond, which is that primordial bond, that original bond of soul and Lord, of before we came into creation, that's the life-giving bond, that's our strength, that's our life. Really, it's life itself for us. So forgetting is going toward a kind of death state, or a sleep state, or a death state, or an ill state, really. And remembering, coming back to that, dwelling in that, is the state of true wholesomeness, the qalb salim, and the spiritual life. Isn't it amazing? As such, then we become just more like visitors in the world. I mean, we do get pulled out. I do. Again and again. But at least we know where to take refuge again and again. If we really live with Allah in our being, we'd travel through the world like a guest. Like a realm that we are to visit and be in for a while, but not an ultimate abode. A place to learn from. And we will strive. We need to strive. There are no fruits without striving. I mean, there might be some, by Allah's grace, of course, so we can say that everything comes through our striving, because our striving is minimal compared to the fruits. And the nature of life is striving. You know, I've thought again on our conversation that we had last Thursday, and so we're either striving for the good or we're striving for the opposite. We're, in a way, you can't say that we're never striving. We're always striving on some level. In that conversation, what I meant to say was that striving for the one who's, you know, whose heart is in love to Allah, it's not like striving. Doesn't seem like work. Ooh, and then we take refuge in this silsila of our peers. We take to realize that we are protected by our peers is something so amazing. By all the sheikhs and all the peers who preceded us, we are really truly in their sanctuary, in their refuge, and what Allah gave to them as gifts for their dervishes. And that brings peace. Because the peer is someone who is merged in Allah, lost in Allah, and yet re-manifested for the sake of others and for the sake of us and the world and all those in need. So by having the bond to our peer, we are perfectly protected. And the more we are conscious of that bond and the more we cultivate it, the safer we are. And the more at peace we are. Because the peer is the perfect signature of peace, as we say of Sheikh Noor in the dream. I mean, in the Alahi, signature of peace. It's Allah's own signature, Allah's own seal, just as the Rasul, peace be upon him, is the seal of mercy, the promise, the covenant. And so the peer is that. Alhamdulillah. Allah never disappoints us. Allah never disappoints. Isn't that amazing? We have a being to whom we can turn who never disappoints us. Alhamdulillah. And if we can trust and bend our will, you know, that we don't insist on our way, but that we say, your way, your will, your desire, then we'll see even more that Allah never disappoints us and always grants our hearts what our hearts desire. Alhamdulillah. How amazing. Yes, if we desire Allah, everything comes to us. Isn't that an amazing truth? Desiring Allah, running after Allah, seeking Allah's pleasure, then everything runs after us. And when we run after the things and the multitude of things, then we become distraught and empty and empty of all. So inshallah, may this knowledge go out, may this teaching go out, that we are here not to, for no other reason. Isn't that amazing, what a a truth. We're here for no other reason than to seek Allah's pleasure and to increase in Allah's pleasure and to reach out to each other and to practice the beautiful adab of Allah, the sunnah of Allah, the beautiful way that Allah is with humanity, to really extend that to each other. In the same way, Allah is patient that we be patient with each other. And Allah has trusted us. Isn't that amazing? Trusted us and entrusted us is the proof with the amana, with the that trust, that sacred trust. Inshallah, may we trust Allah in return. And Allah is grateful to us. And grateful when we turn grateful for the smallest thing we probably don't even recognize or are conscious of. Allah is the Shakur, because Allah is the all-seeing. So only the all-seeing can be the all-grateful and sees every moment where something good comes from our heart and soul and as an offering. May we seek knowledge of Allah. For Allah is the knower of our hearts. And Hazrat Isa, in the day of resurrection, says, "Oh Allah, I know not what is with you. You know what is in my heart, but I know not what is with you." So to come with that humbleness is great. No matter how much we learn, it's really nothing. Little have I revealed to you, little, Allah says. Little. Alhamdulillah. But that little is enough to give us infinite hope and such joy. Alhamdulillah. Wow.